Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top-rated and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. The axiom that what goes up must come down doesn't really apply to postal rates. Nate Hayward is eBay's senior manager for carrier relations, and he's here to share some first-class news with USPS. And I actually think the axiom doesn't come into play here. Nate, what USPS rates are actually changing in April?
Yeah, thanks, Griff. We've got a few rates that are offered through the USPS. First class mail in the retail locations are going down by 4.3%. Media mail is going down by 4.3%. Domestic signature confirmation and domestic insurance is also dropping in price.
So these things are going down in price, not up.
That's right.
What happened?
Well, I think it was back in 2010 or 11, Congress allowed the post office to raise their rates by 4.3% in order to make up some of the deficit that they had. And that was for a limited amount of time or until the USPS reached an amount of money that they had had in deficit. And so that time and that money has been gained over the years, and that means that it's time to pull the rates back down.
Oh, I see. Yay. That's good news. So what will be changed in eBay labels?
Well, on eBay labels, we actually price match the retail rate from 1 to 3 ounces on the first class package service. And also the online domestic signature confirmation and online insurance for domestic parcels will also decrease in price.
Do you know how much the decrease is?
Yeah, the decrease on 1 to 3 ounces goes from $2.54 to $2.45 on first class package.
Oh, that's
about 9 cents down on those 1, 2, and 3 ounces per piece. Yeah, it's really great for everyone. Also, domestic signature confirmation right now is $2.45,
right,
and it's going down to $2.35, so another 10-cent drop there.
Okay.
And then the insurance is tiered pricing depending on how much the value is, but on average, that's going down by 4%.
Okay, that's good. Not going up, going down.
That's right.
When does this happen?
Starting on April 10th, the rates will become effective in our application on eBay at midnight Eastern time zone. So 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern on Sunday, April 10th.
Do we have to do anything to prepare?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, we always love to encourage sellers to share their actual ship cost or their savings that they have in their shipping with buyers. And so you can use your calculated shipping listings after April 10th. We'll reflect that automatically. And if you wanted to adjust using a bulk editor or using your editing tools available on your current listings if they're on the weekend rollover.
And that's a good question. What about my existing listings? If I'm charging for shipping, will I need to reduce the prices on those?
You can. So you can take that into account for your
say I'm using the calculated rates. Do I have to worry about it? Is it just for flat indicated flat rate?
Flat, you'll definitely need to adjust if you want. On calculated, those should adjust for you, I believe.
Okay. That's important, I think.
So media mail pricing is going down, but would you clear up something for us, Nate? What can we legally send with media mail?
Yeah, media mail is a really interesting product from the post office in that, you know, from everything on the face of it, it feels and looks just like a regular service that you'd ship with the post office, but actually the post office requires it to have certain content. And so the content's only like books, at least 8 pages or more, sound recordings or video recordings such as CDs or DVDs, play scripts or manuscripts, printed music, computer-readable media, so these things that are, they're really all around media. And if it has personal information, so if it's addressed to somebody, not allowed to go in that content. Also, anything with advertising is not allowed to go. So magazines or periodicals are typically not allowed to be sent with
media. Okay, that's going to be my question, but I'm curious about what you just said about addressed to someone. What was that?
So inside of the content of the package, if it's something like a prospectus that's unique to Griff, just your 401k or so.
Right.
Yeah, your portfolio, you're not allowed to use media mail in that case. First class would be the...
Well, how do they know?
Well, the post office has the right to inspect, and so they could...
Open it up.
They could open it up if they find that it's not eligible. You know, they'll upgrade your service. It might come to your buyer postage due if you've used the wrong service, which isn't a great experience for a buyer. Also, they could you know, I've seen some horror stories online of like it getting damaged in the way because it gets opened up, so the original packaging is compromised. That's not a common occurrence or something that the post office tries to do. But actually, like, they're pretty strict about those rules at the post office, and there's an inspection service arm of the post office that, yeah, has been known to come down on repeat offenders as well. Ooh, so they could fine you, levy fines, and, yeah, even imprisonment. But I think those are pretty extreme cases.
I could just picture it now.
God, yeah. I sent so Chris's prospectus just yesterday.
Yeah, so, kid, what are you in for? I'm in for murder.
Media mail.
I was abusing media mail. Don't go be too hard on me, Rocco. Right.
Large Lewis. Okay.
Large Lewis, Ellie.
So DVDs, CDs, books, sound recordings,
scripts,
videos,
right? Printed
scripts.
Music. Remember printed music?
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
So, rule of thumb, pretty easy to remember, is, like, does it contain advertising? And that's where, like, magazines, you know, it's, like, some might classify it as a book. It's more than 8 pages. It's kind of bound.
But it usually has ads.
But it's got ads a lot of the time. And so even old ads or irrelevant ads, still not applicable. I think the biggest question I've heard about media mail is, like, can I ship magazines with that old print? Answer's no.
Okay. Yeah. And also keep in mind that media mail, although attractively priced, even if the item can travel that, it is a slow service.
It is slow.
It can take weeks.
It is one of the slowest offerings the post office.
It's like
so
it goes
I guess
to
it's
North
meant
Pole
for somebody
back.
Who wants to send a whole bunch of stuff out, right? At one time.
It's really meant for the content, which is classified as media.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It's a slower service. You know, you can obviously put media into first class package or priority mail, which are 2, 3, 4 day services.
I know my buyers like to get their, well, I don't have anything I could ship media mail, so I wouldn't put a ship in a media mail envelope. Well, I think I don't want to go to jail, sit next to Rocco, and I have to explain
yeah, really?
What I'm in for.
I like getting my packages quickly.
Yes, of course.
As a buyer.
I don't want my summer shirt to come in the fall.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, a lot of good this is going
to
do me.
So, Nate, do you have a direct line to USPS?
Like I sure
a red
do.
Phone or something?
Oh, no, red phone, the bat phone. You know, I do I do have a couple contacts at the post office that I work directly with.
Yeah. He's doing a lot issuing reports when there's postal locations that may be not in compliance with their own policies.
Talk to us about that again, would you, Nate?
So we've been working with the post office both from a high level and from bottom up, trying to support sellers that are identifying specific issues with the training at the post office that they have in their local area. They can contact me at Ship Like a Pro with all underscores under there.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of spots on the community.
Well, you can send it to Griff.
And Griff shares it as well. And so I do share those examples of the post office. We've got a line in with their customer service center, and they try to address the issues at the local region. And then we're also monitoring the data from a high level aggregate all of the eBay packages that are through our platform to see how USPS is performing.
So anecdotally, I've heard from a few sellers who said, you know, the calls have worked. Suddenly my post office is doing what they're supposed to do. So I'm still a big believer in the box of donuts.
Yep.
I think you catch more, you know, recalcitrant postal clerks with honey glazed donuts than you do with a fly swatter, but that's just me. Hey, it's tough. It can be tough work.
It can be.
They're standing behind the counter, putting up with people that come in and make demands and aren't very friendly, and you know they can get a little surly sometimes.
Yes, I pay your salary.
Well,
you
don't.
That's what they say a lot when they're standing. What
they say that?
I pay your salary.
God, you should never resort to that.
You need to listen to me. You know?
I still think that I pay your salary pales in comparison to here have a donut.
Yep, I think so too.
Donuts solve everything. I wish I had one right now.
We're speaking with Nate Hayward. He's eBay Senior Manager for Carrier Relations. What did you do before you were eBay Senior Manager for Carrier Relations?
Yeah, Nate, what did you do?
I was working at another shipping company, DHL.
Oh, DHL.
Yes.
I worked for them in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was a great job too. Learned a lot about carriers and how they operate and how to move packages around the country and around the world.
Yeah.
You have any, you know, parting words for eBay sellers who are listening right now? Well, you have about 2 minutes.
Yeah, but they're sticking around to answer questions.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
parting words.
I think, if I were to give some parting words, it'd say, pay attention to the post office prices. We'll keep you updated. You can always keep up to date with the rate change on our announcement board. I find it easiest to go to the announcements.ebay.com and then do the search for USPS. You'll be able to see all the things about the rate changes. We try to keep you up to date, provide you the information there. We just have this morning updated our first class chart so that you can see the difference in price between eBay labels on first class package and USPS retail locations, as well as read some other of the background information why this rate change is in place and some of the price drops that we talked about here. On top of that, continue to contact us when we have training issues that you've experienced, and we'll try to help you in every way we can.
Yeah, that's going to clear up pretty quickly, I think.
I think so.
That information's percolating through the system.
That's right.
And I'm sure they're happy to have it. So
Some of them just didn't want to do it because they told us once that we would be holding up the line if they did that for everybody.
Yeah, I think, holding up the line is absolutely something to consider from the post office perspective as well. And we want them to operate in the way that they are very efficient and cost effective, but also doing their jobs. And that's the real encouragement here is to say, USPS, we're trying to help you do your job and identify where we see issues.
Yeah, that excuse doesn't work when you turn around and there's no one behind you. You're holding up the
line. No, it doesn't.
What line? The existential line. Next. Move over, I got to serve this guy. Next.
And
but there's no one there.
And if there's no one behind you, that donut, you'd have a couple minutes to take a bite.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Have a donut. Here. You need this.
So, Nate,
how long have you been with eBay? It's glazed. It's got a hole in the middle. It's fantastic.
I'm getting hungry.
I've been at eBay about just a little over a year now.
It seems like it's been 10.
I know.
A lot of changes have happened.
Can feel really.
So Nate's brought along two compatriots who will help answer questions, and we'll bring them on and introduce them right after the break here. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. You call us, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at campaigngo.com. That's campaigngo.com.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garrigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998. when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.